But if you do hear something about Antichrist, it's not specific that there is a time period prophetically when Satan takes the position of Antichrist. And in order for him to do that, we are told that he has developed a religious organization for that very purpose. He just doesn't walk into the scene of history without anything prepared and say, I'm taking over this church and I'm taking over this political structure and I'm going to rule the world. He prepares these organizations in advance for that event. And that's what, according to the spirit of prophecy, the monument of his effort was to create this religious system that we know as Catholicism for that very event. And when he takes control of that organization, he will become the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, and he will rule the world totally and completely. And this is one of the truths of Bible prophecy that Seventh-day Adventists are not conceptualizing. He is going to rule the entire earth. He's going to have complete control. And it will only, and spirit of prophecy in the Bible are clear on this, it will only be through the workings of angels and the where he can give us that protection without dishonoring his name. Amen. And that is a solemn truth of Bible prophecy that sometimes missed. Now, where we're getting to in our next study, and I know this is the meeting that will be our largest numbers, because it normally happens, this is where we lose them, but where we get to in our next study is we're going to look at how Satan is psychologically, if you will, or intellectually preparing Catholicism to turn over its throne to Satan himself. And he's doing that just as we've been told he would, through spiritualism. The key that we are told over and over again that Satan uses to entrap the world is spiritualism. And so if we're going to look at how Satan uses spiritualism in the world, prophetically, the place we need to look more specifically is in with Catholicism. There are definitely spiritual things going on in Buddhism, spiritual manifestations in Hinduism. But Bible prophecy, more than any other place, focuses on Catholicism. So if we want to look at where Satan is really exercising his efforts through spiritualism to accomplish his purposes, it's in the power that is so often identified in Bible prophecy, and that is Catholicism. And we will find when we look that Catholicism is very carefully and specifically being prepared for the return of Christ. Only it's not going to be the return of Christ. And they have prophecies, long-held prophecies, and